This is 7AD. It's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. G'day, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Oh, I'm going pretty good. And today you want to talk about smart home technology.
Yeah, this is the way everything's sort of heading. And I thought we'd talk about smart home technology, especially in regards to solar and battery technology.
Hmm.
Okay, smart home technology is where we have devices that make decisions without our immediate control. The idea is your solar inverter or management system receives information on how much power you are generating,
yep,
how much power you are consuming, state of charge of batteries, if you have them, that is, and then based on the decision tree, it will turn on appliances, charge batteries, heat hot water, or export power.
Yes.
Yeah. So all the major brands are heading this way. SolarEdge have a smart system, so do SMA and Fronius. So this is the scenario. We're talking about SolarEdge. For this system, we'll have, a 10-kilowatt LG Chem battery attached, a SolarEdge immersion heater controller, and Zigbee PowerPoint adapters. Right, immersion heater controllers can energise the element of your hot water cylinder.
Yep.
So turn that on. PowerPoint adapters allow whatever appliances are connected to that PowerPoint to be turned on. Okay, it's a really sunny day, beautiful day, and your SolarEdge inverter system is making heaps of power, prioritise running the daytime loads and charging the battery. So that's what it does. All things in the home that are running are being directly powered by solar and excess or leftover energy. Instead of being sold to the grid, is being dumped into your battery. By 11:30 p.m, the house is idling along. The battery is now full and the system starts to export power to the grid. The management system sees the export and this triggers a look at its decision tree. Its next priority after the battery is full is to heat hot water. So it sends a signal to the immersion heater controller and it starts dumping excess energy into the hot water cylinder, which, as we've discussed before, hot water cylinders are essentially really another basic battery or energy storage device.
Yeah.
So it's 2:30 p.m. The hot water cylinder has reached temperature and the thermostat has broken the circuit and the solar system starts to export again. The management system looks once again at the decision tree. Battery full, yep, check. Hot water cylinder hot, yep, check. Its next thing is to turn the dryer on. Or it sends a signal to the PowerPoint adapter, which energises the clothes dryer, or whatever device you have set to take the priority next. So
yep,
you program all this in. So by the time all this is done, the sun is going down, the house is being ran from what's left of the solar production and the batteries, and the smart home technology has successfully minimised our export, which, as we know, is basically giving our electricity away to the network providers. The same setup will run your home if there's a power blackout as well. So if you've got batteries attached and the power goes out, well, you'll still be able to run most of your home.
Great.
Yeah. So this is where we're heading with home energy systems. So if you're thinking of solar in the future, and if you want it to do these things, you know, talk to us.
Yep.
So if you want the ability to power your home overnight with a battery and you need to ask for SolarEdge, if you need to be able to maximise your financial return by directing that free energy around your home to make the most use of it, if you want to be able to remotely monitor your consumption, generation and export, you need to ask for SolarEdge. Now, the only thing really holding up the smart home revolution is many of the appliances are not yet ready to be remotely told to turn on. So that's where, you know, some of the things we want to turn on aren't ready to be told.
Yeah. For instance, like a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Washing machine.
They're like a teenager. They're just not ready to be told.
Right.
Yeah. And finally, Darren, I've had some feedback from a client and I've been rebuked, admonished and chastised.
Oh, really? Tell us.
So apparently I do not give the phone number out enough and I say it too quickly.
Okay.
So everyone get your pens ready. I'll go a bit slower today.
Actually, while they're getting their pens for the number, let's give the address first.
All right, let's do that. So, this is another thing. People keep ending up in Sheffield.
They're going all the way to Sheffield.
Yeah. We're getting phone calls. We're in Sheffield. Now where are you? Yeah, about 15 minutes out of the way. So the address is this. 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. So you turn off at the bottle shop, you head up the Sheffield Road, and we're about a kilometre, and on your right-hand side, you'll see a blue building with a blue sign. And the phone number is 1300 502 599, and that number again is 1300 502 599. And next week, the first three people who actually find us will get a DMS beanie. Maybe I should get a T-shirt made.
Merchandise and gear.
Part of the DMS Energy Winter Collection.
Good stuff, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Cheers, mate.
Okay, Adrian from DMS Energy with Power Savers on 7AD.